Welcome to Awakening Plus. This is a very special call tonight. It is January 19, 2020, a very special day and time off the ordinary. We're doing it on a Sunday evening to accommodate the schedule of our very special presenter, Zachary Adama, who you can see there on the video. And or we'll be seeing him soon. The video tends to show whoever's talking. Zachary, would you be comfortable introducing your own process in your own words?
Sure. In case you didn't get to read the description, what I'll be doing today is crystallized Andara energy healing. That's a long name for kind of an interesting story. About 3 years ago, I sort of noticed that I was starting to not only feel what was going on in other people's bodies and energy bodies, but that I could actually take a little bit of suffering or distortion that they wanted to give me. At the time, my heart wasn't quite clear enough or pure enough to do that cleanly. A few times that I did it, I found my heart laboring and decided I might need to back off from that. About 3 or 4 months later, I met my first Andara crystal. It is a master crystal. It's a type of crystal glass found outside of Mount Shasta. And it has some really unique and interesting properties. They are aligned with or tapped into pure non-dual energy. And they seem to greatly amplify etheric connections, psychic connections, and intention. When I met my first Andara crystal, I found that my awareness would immediately blended with that of the Andara, and that I could direct the intention of both of us to either myself or someone else, and that the Andaras exponentially increased my capacity to both connect with other people and to transmute distortion or karma. I ended up working with that primarily solo, as I became quickly the steward of many Andara crystals. And it was a process of mostly working with myself and clearing and attuning my own energy body and getting that as clear as possible. Then, about a year later, same at a retreat with Benjamin. And I did a workshop on Andara crystallized energy healing. And it was more one of those things that helped me figure out what the heck this is and what I'm doing. And we had a pretty interesting time. I found that, you know, I could be of some considerable benefit to other people by linking my consciousness with theirs, blending our energy bodies, and then forming a bridge between myself and the Andaras, and then transmuting that any distortion or karma that no longer serves them and they want to get rid of. That, I think we worked with about a dozen people, and Benjamin and Kizila were two of them. And it was, to me, it was one of the highlights of my life, getting to serve in that capacity. I found that the more junk people gave me, I would just transmute it through my chakra system and the Andaras, and it would go up to the crown as pure bliss or source energy. And the more I did of it, the better I felt. And it was just a really wonderful thing, and I was able to be of service to other people. The work continues to evolve. I'm in the process of trying to find the limitations of it and best practices and all that good stuff. Time and space really are not an issue with this work because I exist and the Andaras exist when we're doing the work outside of time and space. what can be an issue is the willingness or ability of the one receiving healing to form the connection. Obviously, time and space aren't an issue in an absolute sense, but we sometimes need intellectual permission, or we need a permission slip to actually form the connection. And usually that means something right in our face demanding our attention right now. What I'm going to ask you to do is to suspend time and space with me. I want us all to enter into a receptive state of awareness. We're going to do about 5 minutes of silent meditation. During this time, I would ask that you just focus on the gentle rise and fall of your breath and be receptive to your own healing and evolution. During this time of quieting ourselves and slipping down into the depths of our being, where we're all one, I'll be connecting with you, and the Andaras will be connecting with you as well. As we connect with one another, we will form a singular awareness. And within that singular awareness and the crystalline grid of the Andaras that I have before me, we will transmute all that does not serve you and give it back to God. So if you will, we'll begin 5 minutes of silent meditation, during which time I encourage you to be receptive to your own healing and evolution, and just simply try to be. And we are one. We'll begin by doing a guided meditation with the entire group and the crystals. Then, time permitting, we will work one-on-one with anyone who feels particularly called to work with them on a particular issue or point in their body where they felt particular resistance. Be mindful of what's going on in your body as we go through this process. The seven main chakra points that are in the body that I hope you're all familiar with will be worked with. But we will also work with various meridians and points in the body where there are also can also be pinch points for the movement of energy. We'll begin with the root chakra, which is at the base of the spine. I ask that you now move your awareness to your root chakra. This is the chakra of being, the seat of survival, and your own power. This is where energy enters into your body and can determine the activation and strength of all subsequent chakras. Release now all that does not serve you in your root chakra and give it to me that it may go back to God. Release all that does not serve you. That you may live free of fear. That you may know that you are an immortal being. That may never be destroyed. Live your life now. Confident in your own immortality and infinity. Give it all away, and if they go back to God. Live a life now without fear, empowered with a fully open root chakra. We have moved to our sacral chakra. The sacral chakra, or orange ray chakra, is located at the genitalia. It is the source of creativity and reproduction. It is the source of your own vitality, living being, which is the seat of your body's health and wellness. Let go of all that does not serve you in your sacral or orange ray chakra. Imagine a brilliant orange light blooming forth in your orange ray, and the darkness of all distortions that have blocked it passing away, evaporating into pure white light. I connect now with the Andaras and your sacral chakras. I take away all that does not serve you and I give it back to God. Live a life of vitality now, with your creativity unleashed to serve the greatest good in all that you do. We are now in to our solar plexus chakra. This is the seat of how you relate to others in this world, or you've exerted power over others, or you've had discord with others. This is your yellow ray chakra that's seated in your tummy. There's a brilliant sun ablaze in your tummy. In your stomach, this is the chakra where, when it's in perfect balance, you are at peace with everyone around you and wish them well. Think of those times when you have not been at peace with others. Think of those times in which you have wished others ill will. Think of your greed. Think of your malcontent and let it go. I connect with you and your solar plexus and the Andarans. Give me all that does not serve you in the greatest good, and I give it back to God. Anxiety has often plagued you amongst others. You have been deluded that you are separate. But this is not the case. You are one. And you now give away all your delusions that you have thought otherwise. We are one, and when we are one, we wish well for our brothers and sisters. We have moved now to the flower of life that sits right below the heart chakra, right above the solar plexus. It is right here. Flower of life is the gateway to the heart. It is your lower heart chakra, sometimes known. This is where you will move from a being of third density into a being of fourth density, living from your heart, This is the gateway that you must pass, and I tell you, the path is narrow. But we will pass it together as one body, as one mind. This is where you not only wish well for others and are at peace with them, but you love them. You are one with them. You are one being. I connect now with your flower of life chakras and the Andaras. And I take all that does not serve you in the highest good and I give it back to God. That you may pass through the gateway of the solar plexus to the heart. Burst forth through the flower of life and enter your hearts. We are in our hearts and our hearts are aching. My friends, many of us have forgotten what it is to live in the heart. We came here to be of service, and we forgot that all is one. We forgot the brotherhood and sisterhood of all humanity. We live in a world of five senses that tell us we are separate. All our senses tell us that we are separate from one another. And we guard ourselves from that separation. But now we will, with faith and will, open our hearts and release all the trauma and suffering that has told us to not love others as we love ourselves. Move your awareness now to your heart. And now I connect with your heart through the Andaras. And I take all that does not serve you in the highest good and I give it back to God. We are one. And you will know from this day forth that it is not a delusion, but it is a real sixth sense felt in the center of your chest. And you that will know that you are one with all beings. You are a one with all things. You are one with God. You are one. We are one. Sit down all that is told you otherwise. Move that awareness in your heart. Let go of all that trauma, all that pain, all that suffering, all that delusion of the five senses that have told you you are separate, and has told you you are alone, and has told you that you cannot be one and live in this world in peace. You are one. We are one. We are a flame in our hearts. It's the brilliant green energy bursting forth. Take all that does not serve you and I'll give it back to God. Unlock your hearts, my brothers and sisters. That we may be one. Not just by faith and will, but in truth. We now move to our upper heart, which resides between the throat and the heart chakra, right here, right below your collarbone. This is a hot pink energy. It is that place where love and speaking truth meet. It blocks us often from speaking our truth. A lot of things live here, often romantic, unrequited love, romantic grief. All those times we have not been speaking truth or in our truth because of our heart. This is the path of the master, to be loving, to have an open heart, and to speak your truth. We will do it together. We will traverse that pathway between the heart and our throat chakra, where there is so much pain and suffering, so much unspoken love, so much fear of being loved and not loved. I connect with you and your high heart chakra and the Andaras, and I give your pain to God as your love life. Let it go. You need not carry these unspoken words any longer. All that you have not told that you love, you now know that you love them. And you don't have to be loved in return. They'll love in time. Just love without attachment. The outcome. And know that you are one body. That we are one body. And that we are all one, and nothing can separate us. Not rejection, not fear, nothing can separate us. We will traverse that path from the open heart to truth, to our own truth. We are now in our low throat chakra. This is where we move from speaking, having an open heart and loving and speaking our truth. We will open our hearts and we will open the path from our hearts to our throat chakras, where we are to speak absolute truth, to express our truth to others and to know ourselves and love ourselves. I connect now with that difficult aspect of our beings, to have the open heart, and to know and love ourselves. I connect now with your throat chakras. Move your awareness now to your throats. That blue ray of absolute truth, of knowing yourself, and of your to yourself being true. We will open first that meridian in the low throat that requires us to have loving speech, to know ourselves and to love ourselves. I take now all that does not serve you and the highest good, and I give it back to God. You are beloved children of the one infinite creator. You cannot be unloved. You are exactly who you are meant to be. You are a perfect thread in the tapestry of your own life. And of our collective awareness. You are perfection. Just as you are. Your weakness is not weakness. Your flaws are not flaws. There are lessons to be learned. Do not regret your lessons. This is your gift to the infinite creator and your fellow beings to work through these things. Love them. Accept them. To your own self be true. Connect throat chakras. That they may be open. That you may be the fullest expression of God's gift that you are in this world. That you can take who you are and embody it. It's the perfect mosaic that you are. Look at your flaws and love them. Embrace them and give them to God. I now tap into what is known as Shiva's eye. This is the meridian between the third eye and your throat chakra. It is intuition. It is speaking truth. It is clairvoyance. I take all that does not serve you and I give it to God. We are in our third eye. You have ascended to the level of an adept with your awareness lodged there of the place that the members always worn. It has no doubts. It is the gateway to intelligent infinity. It is the gateway to intuition. It is the gateway beyond the veil of forgetting. We came here in bodies to forget. We came here in bodies to forget and then remember. We are here to remember today that all is one, God is love.
and that this truth is not only a hypothesis, it is not only a theory, it shall be our lived experience. Place your awareness now at your third eye between the brows. I connect to you in your third eye, and I take away all that does not serve you and the highest good, and I give it back to God as pure love and light. Remember with me that we are one, brothers and sisters. Remember with me that this life is but an illusion that we are forgetting together. That we are becoming one. Give me all that does not serve you, let it go. All that has blocked you, all that has kept you from knowing that you are one with God and your fellow beings. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go. We pierce the veil of forgetting. I pierce the veil of forgetting. We are one with God. We pierce the veil of forgetting. We pierce the veil of forgetting, and we are one with God. We pierce the veil of forgetting, and we are one with God. We pierce the veil of forgetting, and we are one with God. We pierce the veil of forgetting, and we are one. God. We are in our crown. We are in our crown, beyond words, beyond form, beyond time, beyond space. This is peace. This is his unity with our infinite creator. This is non-duality. This is the little white flame burning right here at the crown. We are one with God. I connect with you and your crown chakras. I take all that does not serve you, and I give it to God, that we all may be one, that we may all know God's love, that we may all be one, that we all know peace, that we may all ascend those steps to heaven. As we return home to our infinite creator, that loving infinite bliss. We are home. We are one. We are with our God. We are one. We are home. We are with our gods. This is traditionally where we stop. But at the start of this year, more gateways have opened beyond this physical form. This is the ascended Kundalini energy. Some of you have been feeling it since the full moon, December 12th, 2019. This is initiation beyond initiation. There are three chakra points above the crown. They are beyond words. I will move there now with those who can follow. And we will traverse those steps until a brilliant column of white light shines from our infinite creator down through our spines, down into the earth. We go now to that first chakra above the crown chakra. Just imagine yourself pushing that energy right above the crown chakra. We are there. We now go one further. We are there. We now go one further, our final destination. We are there. We are with God. We are a brilliant white column of light running through our spine, purifying and raining down on all the other chakras, energizing them, cleaning them. We speak now from the Godhead. We are beyond form, we are beyond time and space, we are beyond this dimension. My brothers and sisters, we have done good work this evening. We will now ground ourselves back into these physical forms. These bodies that we were gifted with to express our divinity. We forgot who we were, but today we remember that we are one. Remember that always. When we leave here, we stop this work, just never forget that we are one. And that the stairways to heaven are always there for us to traverse. Up the spinal column, up, 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 up to God. Always available to us as soon as we are willing to admit. Do some deep breaths into your belly. Get ready for what's to come next. I will ground us now into our bodies, and I will ground the work we have done into our bodies, and I will once more remove all that is remaining that does not serve you and your highest good, and I give it back to God. And now begin the work of dismantling this Mandara grid that we have built together. You'll feel yourself slowly coming back into your body. Slowly, slowly back into the body. Slowly, slowly back into the body. Find your awareness now, localized at your tummy, at your stomach, right here. I now ground us into Mother Earth, Gaia. We are here to serve you, Mother, better than we were. We are here, Mother. Receive the gift of our presence. receive our love. Mother, mother, mother. Mother, mother, mother. Give it all the role that does not serve us. Give it all the role that no longer serves us. Give it all the role that no longer serves us.
Imagine, if you will, a waterfall running over your head, running down over your crown chakra, over your forehead, down, over your face, over your throat, over your shoulders. Oh, it's a waterfall pouring down over you, over your shoulders, over your head, down over your chest, over your stomach, over your entire body, washing away all the concerns, washing it down deep into Mother Earth. We are one with Mother. We are one with Mother. We are one with Mother. We are one with these bodies that are our precious gift. Looks like we have about 10 minutes remaining. Does anyone feel called to work with one of the Andars and myself on a particular issue or place where they have tightness or resistance in their body?
So if anyone would like to do that, you're welcome to unmute yourself on the participant panel. You should see your name and a slash through the microphone icon. Just feel free to unmute that and speak if you would like to receive this work directly from Zachary. And if you attempt that and cannot do it, then raise your hand. And you raise your hand at the bottom of the participant window, you should see a raise hand rectangle. And you click that and I'll see that. And can unmute you myself if you can't do it yourself.
I feel someone's heart.
I just wanted to say thank you because I feel amazing and I feel fine enough not to go further, I think. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you, Chessa.
It sounds like our work is done this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Zachary. That was amazing. Do you want to open the floor to questions or comments?
Sure. Questions and comments.
Good. So if anyone has a question or comment, again, it is clear that you are able to unmute yourself. So if you want to just click the slash across the microphone icon on your screen, then feel free to do that and just speak if you wish. Well, I'll give you my feedback, Zachary. I was able to feel each level that you were clearing, and I felt them lighten up each time you were working a particular area. And I feel just wonderful. I feel luminous and clear. So I am so grateful that you were able to take that heavy stuff from me. Thank you, brother.
The beautiful thing is when you truly do not cling to karma and transmute it in to light and love of our infinite creator, that it becomes fuel for your bliss.
So So last call for any questions or comments from the folks who are live.
Akizala. Hello, Mother.
I have no words, only gratitude. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah. Last call for any other feedback or questions for Zachary.
Okay, I have more that I could say. I just wanted to say that I felt variety of things, starting actually with almost all the chakras in my throat, especially in my stomach, the lower chakras. I've never done anything like this, so I think there was a lot of good stuff to clear out, and there was a lot to work with. And I also hope that we can see you again, and that you, surely that we'll be able to find you. Thank you, Brother Zachary, and thank you also for arranging this for us, Benjamin.
Oh, thank you, Benjamin.
My pleasure. Zachary is one of the most amazing energy workers I know. It's such an honor to have him here on our program.
This was the first time I've done this in this format. Fortunately, God did it, and I didn't have to.
Yay, God. Okay, and anyone who's experiencing this on the recording, you're welcome to reply to any of the Awakening Plus emails you get. And if you have a question or comment for Zachary, I'll be happy to forward that along to him. I will also be giving you Zachary's direct contact info in the post where this recording exists, so you can contact him directly if you wish. Zachary, is there any if people want to learn more about you, how can they experience more of your work or get in touch with you?
Well, I have a YouTube channel, which is a very poor representation of me at this point. This is a work in progress. You can always reach out to me directly. I think this is the work I've come to do, this Andara crystallized healing. And I will simply make myself available to do it.
Thank you. So you may be getting messages from people well down the road, because this recording will live in the archive for as long as the program exists, as far as I can tell. So thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Okay. So I just want to close by thanking everybody who's been part of this, this is the first event we've opened up to non-members. And my plan is to have most, if not all, of the future Awakening Plus events available to the public in their live form. Of course, to access the recordings and take part in the forum and such, one does need to be a member. If you'd like to learn more about this program, you can just go to awakeningplus.com. That's the word awakening, P-O-U-S.com, to learn more about the program. And of course, you're also welcome to reach out to me, benjamin@astroshaman.com, to learn more if you have any questions. So, Zachary, any final words before we wrap this up?
Only that I love you. I love all of you.
Thank you so much. I love you too. Thank you again, my dear brother. Thank you for serving us.
I'll go ahead now and disconnect from you all and all the future participants in this healing. Back into multiplicity.
Wow. Thank you.
Anything else?
Yeah.
That's it. God bless.
God bless you, Zachary. Thank you so much. And good night to all. Bye-bye.